once upon a time, in a land where people no longer content with just watching football, decided to take their watching to a higher level. And thus, fantasy football was born, and has since grown into a massive beast with an insane amount of varieties. PPR, standard, IDP, with points off the bench bonuses. But during the growth of the industry, many have been left in the wake, lost and confused. Is this you? Have you always had an interest but feel too far behind to join in the fun? Well, fear not, my friend. We here at Fantasy Football University have made sure we have the very best teachers ready to get you not only on the same page, but well ahead of your competition and hoisting your championship trophy into the sky. If you are tired of missing out on the fun, class is now in session.
Welcome everybody to Fantasy Football University. This will be our second episode here. With me again, I've got my boys. I got George and Jason. What's going on, guys?
What is going on, Mike? I am glad you are practicing social distancing right now. I know you are living the life of isolation. I am praying for you, but stay the fuck away from me.
Oh, I hear you there, man. Yeah, I caught me one of them friendly COVID quarantines, so hopefully all will be good here soon, and we'll figure out what's going on, and hopefully everybody gets out of this okay. Jason, what are you up to this evening? How's it going, bud?
Yeah, going great, man. Just prepping for class tonight. Excited to get to the second episode of FFU, get Jamie one step closer to winning a championship. We had her mock draft and we want to jump into the mock draft here in a little bit. I'm super excited, man. Really glad to be here.
Excellent. And Jamie, how are you doing this evening? How was your first mock draft experience?
Oh, you know, it was good for, you know, the bit that I was there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately got a little bit of auto in there at the very tail end of it, but that's not a big deal. We were able to actually kind of push you through a few decent picks at that. Okay, so now we got the sleeper app. We did the mock draft. Guys, how do you think she did?
So, I don't hate what she did. Like, listen, she's got Darius Geis, okay? She won me over with that pick. There's nothing else that I can say. Like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. You know, she got Saquon at the 104. Like, woo. You know, she got David Montgomery. I don't know how you feel about him. Some people like him, some people don't. I think he's just average. I think he's just a guy. She took quarterbacks late, kind of questionable on the quarterbacks. But did I mention the fact she's got Darius Geis?
Yes.
Those two will carry her team probably to a four wins this season.
Yeah, okay, so I'm looking it over. Saquon Barkley, 1-4, you know, I like that. Keenan Allen in the second when Mike Evans and Kenny Galladay still on the board. That's a little questionable for me. The one that hurts me the most is Rob Gronkowski before George Kittle. You know, I understand going tight end, I guess, and especially if George Kittle's still there. Rob Gronkowski is a guy you would have picked a couple years ago in this spot, not so much now. So there's a little work to be done here.
I wanted,
you know,
Travis Kelce, but, you know.
Well, I understand, but you don't go, okay. So this is a good early lesson in a draft. If somebody takes the guy you're after, that doesn't mean you have to take the same position that you were looking at before. You have to be fluid. So just because Travis Kelce goes, don't go, oh, shit, I need another tight end, Rob Gronkowski. No, there were guys like Kenny Galladay still on the board. There were some running backs, some quarterbacks. Like, there's plenty of guys still on the board here at 3-4 that you could have grabbed. So, you know, and even in the same position, George Kittle is a 1B to Travis Kelce 1A this year. So I know it's your first time. There's a lesson, though. Don't panic pick because you were locked into a position. Never be locked into a position.
So I don't think that pick was a panic pick. I was in the draft with Jamie, and I'm going to ask her, Jamie, why did you take Rob Gronkowski?
Because I know who he is.
So I think that is a lesson to be learned in of itself. Just because you know a name of somebody doesn't mean that you should be drafting that person, especially way above their ADP there, their average draft position. So with the Sleeper app, you literally had to scroll down to find Gronk, or you had to type in his name to find him. And if you're doing that super early in the draft, probably a bad thing.
So I shouldn't scroll.
Scrolling is okay, but I like in the first, I would say the first five rounds, like you shouldn't be scrolling too far. Like you don't want to be giving your thumb an exercise trying to find the next player that you're going to pick in round number three.
Yeah, I mean, again, looking for names I know.
Well, but here's the good thing. Like, potentially, we're taking a big deuce on this pick right now because it does stick out like a sore thumb. But there is potential at the end of the year that is a good pick.
That's a fact right there. That is a fact right there. I mean, Rob Gronkowski could just come out and be this guy that he's always been, and that's a solid-ass tight end, you know? So, I mean, anything goes as far as that goes. And, come on, it's our first mock draft, everything like that. This is why we got her into it, which brings us to our next point. Jamie, let's see what you learned this week. Pop quiz time. Pop
quiz, hot shot.
Yay.
All right, so every week I'm going to give you five questions. This week is pretty easy. I went really easy on you. I want to see what you learned over the week and just see where you're at, okay? You ready? All right, question number one. Who are your co-hosts? A, Mike, Jason, and Andy. B, Shane, Jason, and the third Mike. C, Mike, George, and Jason. D, Mike, Bobby, and Jerry.
C.
All right,
I'm
she
so
got that
glad
one.
You got that one right.
I know, right?
Me too.
I've got to say, there's a lot of Mikes in this industry. It's crazy. All right, two. What is the first thing you should do before entering a draft? A, get snacks. B, watch the movie Draft Day, an ultra-realistic depiction of the real NFL draft. Remember, when you enter your draft, you should write down on a piece of paper who you want and never waver from it. C, go over insults you're going to use when the person in front of you takes somebody you really wanted in the 14th round as a flyer. Make it so personal they never do it again. D, look at the league rules to determine what positions hold the most value.
Well, it's a hard pick between A, C, and D. But I guess D is probably the answer you're looking for.
All right, two for two. Look, we got a fast learner. Three, what position does not matter, okay? A, kicker. B, quarterback. C, running back. D, that one weird move on your side your roommate wanted to try that one time when you were really drunk and finally said yes.
Is it A, kicker?
I'm so proud right now. So proud.
George has tears in his eyes. Four, what does ADP stand for? Now, this I think is probably the tough one. What does ADP stand for? Average depth perception. Average draft position. Average depth of penetration. Average depth of position.
Okay, one more time.
All right, we've got A, average depth perception. B, average draft position. C, average depth of penetration. D, average depth of position.
Is it B?
It is B. You got it. You weren't so sure on that one, but you got it. We're good.
She was going back and forth between B and C.
It was one of them two, for sure.
Yeah, in and out. She was in and out on that one. All right, five. Why do we mock draft? A, because we have no lives. B, by mock drafting, we may get one little tiny bit ahead of our opponents. That way we feel like we've worked harder than all the other guys, worked through all the scenarios, and finally came up with a perfect strategy, only to get into the real draft and have the computer auto-draft a player who's suffered a season-ending injury when you weren't looking because the goddamn ADP hasn't been updated yet on Sleeper. C, because mock drafts are fun. D, all of the above.
D, for sure.
All right, so we're going to go with D. That is correct. You are 5 for 5 this week. This week's pop quiz is brought to you by, I don't know, something easy. But it's a...
Kicker's not mattering.
Yeah, okay, that's better. This week's pop quiz is brought to you by Kicker's Not Mattering. When you want to play fantasy football, remember, kickers do not matter.
Vote them out of your league immediately. Vote them out. Get them out of there.
So, Mike, 100% this week. Let's get into the lesson.
Excellent. Well, we're going to bring up the first rule of drafting right here. So what you're going to want to do every time before you hop into any draft is to make sure you get down and look at any kind of rules that they might have. 4 to 6 points on quarterback throwing. Is it a PPR league where the receiver gets a bonus for catching the ball? Is there a tight end premium where the tight end gets an extra half point? There's all kinds of little details in there. And as they always say, the devil is in the details. And in this case, that couldn't be more true because it's going to change everything. Like, say if you go from a standard draft with a single quarterback, 2 running back, 2 receivers, 1 flex, no kicker, and a defense, and you get you're going to look at people like, say, Lamar Jackson going maybe 3rd, 4th round, somewhere in there. You turn that into a super flex, you're not going to see that guy go past the 1st round. So you're going to want to adapt your draft to the actual rules. What do you guys have to say about that?
No, Mike, you're 100% right. Like, the rules matter. The scoring format 100% matters. If you're walking into a draft, And for the purpose of Fantasy Football University and what we're trying to do, I'm going to, you know, keep it kind of simple. If it's a PPR draft, you know, running backs are – there's more running backs that matter. If it's just a straight non-PPR standard scoring league, like running backs matter a lot more because there's only so many of them that are going to be valuable. It's the same thing with wide receivers. It's if a PPR, wide receivers are a lot more valuable. If it's standard, it doesn't matter if your wide receiver goes out and gets 6 catches for 87 yards, you're only getting 8.7 points. It doesn't matter how many catches they have. So the scoring format matters a lot. You have to pay attention to the rules, or if you're under the impression it's a certain type of draft, and you're not paying attention, you're going to just be shooting yourself in the foot from the very get-go.
So the other thing that really matters, George is right, the scoring rules matter. The other thing that matters is how many of each player you have to start. If the rule is you have to start 2 running backs no matter what, running backs become way more valuable. If you're allowed to start 2 quarterbacks, quarterbacks become way more valuable. If you have to start 3 wide receivers, wide receivers become way more valuable. So on top of looking at scoring, you have to look at who you have to start every given week. You have to have more running backs if you have to start 2, because the guys you have could go down easily. Bye weeks are a thing. So
positional scarcity is very, very important.
So keep those things in mind, Jamie, when you're going into a mock draft, when you're going into a real draft. There's different rules that guide how you're supposed to draft in that mock, how you're supposed to pick in that mock draft, in that real draft. Those things really do matter. And one of the things I think we're going to talk about is quarterbacks, for example. There's regular one quarterback leagues, and then there's super flex where you can start 2 quarterbacks. The way you draft quarterbacks in those 2 leagues varies wildly between the two. So very important to see who scores how many points and how many you have to play each week.
Right. That makes sense. So, okay. So when you say the rules, how do I know what the rules are for the specific ones. Is that what you like the
one so each quarterback, league
is, two running backs? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Okay. Each league and each app, each platform is different in where you look. In Sleeper, it's typically right at the top of the draft. It tells you how many of each player you have to start, how deep your bench is.
And then it'll also have the scoring right at the beginning of the draft. Like, it'll say scoring settings, and you can actually scroll through those before you even get into the draft. They'll have the points per on each one. So all those factors, like we were just talking about, that is what drives the ADP for certain, for specific drafts, right? Which is ADP is average draft position, and it's just a guideline showing you where the players are commonly drafted. Some apps out there will slide in the actual value. So if you throw in a standard league, they will keep it with a standard ADP. Some of them, if you switch that to PPR, they'll go to a PPR ADP, although some don't. And if it's one of the ones that doesn't, you can actually really take advantage of your league with that, because a whole lot of people are going to be drafting off of that. Like George said, you're not going to want to ruin your thumb scrolling down to this next guy, right? Like, well, in this case, you might, because you're going to be going out there and you're going to be grabbing huge value on turns and places where you wouldn't normally be able to wait for them and get them. And it'll just, also what it'll do is it'll factor in to help you out. That's for me, my favorite is the Sleeper app. They're pretty good about getting everything right there. Even if you go to, like, say, an IDP, an individual defensive player scenario, they have IDP scoring on there and IDP ADP and just all kinds of things like that. And there's, it just seems like the most versatile app for me. What do you guys think?
I personally, so we all know I run a ton of leagues for our charity, for Break from the Grind. And every single league I do, I set it up on Sleeper. This is not a commercial for Sleeper, but I'm not being paid to endorse them, but I do love the Sleeper app. It's super user-friendly, super customizable. You get your own little chat room. They give you all different types of tools to look and find values and everything else. They give you alerts when something happens right away to players on your teams. They update. They have a setting where you can actually set it to update your breaking news for your players. So you'll see stuff for your players ahead of most other people. I mean, it's just a super customizable app. That's the only one I will use for my leagues. I love the Sleeper app. It's user-friendly. It's a phenomenal app.
Yeah, for all those same reasons, I'm a big fan of Sleeper. There's some settings they don't have. Everybody's talking about the Scott Fishbowl right now because it's the biggest, most impressive league out there. And it would be really nice if it could be held on something like the Sleeper app. It's just not customizable enough to run those wild leagues, and it would be great if you could do that. I have to say, we'll never be endorsed by My Fantasy League because it is a god-awful website, and the only reason it's good is because it's so customizable.
Yeah, that's the one thing that it does have the advantage of, is you're able to just throw in almost any setting out under the sun, and that's why it's such a big deal to the Scott Fish Bowl, because, man, that guy loves to come up with just some crazy scoring. Scott Fish is a cool dude. I like him a lot.
He's a mad scientist when it comes to setting up scoring.
He really
and
is.
All that. Like,
he really is.
I mean, he puts a lot of thought. Him and Ryan McDowell both. They sit down. They go over this for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months to prepare how they're going to do the scoring, what they're going to do different this year. It's insane.
Absolutely. So now, like, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, let's look back at the draft that Jamie had real quick, and let's just kind of talk about some of the things. Like, we already went over Rob Gronkowski, right? Like, we all know that was probably a bit too early. Again, I mean, first draft, it's not a big deal because we're just mocking, right? This is where we learn. This is what we do to learn. And so it's not that big of a deal. Do you guys see anything else that stand out on that draft that you would have done differently?
So at 7-4, I think you got to steal the draft in Darius Geis. I just want to bring that up one more time. her quarterback situation, and I believe these were were auto-picked. I'm not sure. But I don't know if I would want to go into a season with Joe Burrow and Drew Lock as my quarterbacks. Guys that were taken after Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Ben Roethlisberger, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Brian Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, Phillip Rivers, Gardner Minshew, all those were picked in between Joe Burrow and Drew Lock. Outside of maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, I would take almost every single one of them over Joe Burrow just because he's a rookie and we don't know what we're getting. And I don't want to trust my season to a rookie quarterback as my QB1.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then back him up with Drew Lock. No, I agree. I agree completely.
Yeah.
I think the other thing to note here too is, you took him in the eighth. And I'm a late quarterback guy, so, there wasn't another run till late in the ninth, so you could have grabbed any of those. Like, Ryan Tannehill went 9-8, so I would have taken, I would have taken Tyler Boyd or, any of these guys. So let's see. In front of him, we got Tyler Boyd, Evan Engram, John Brown. I don't know if that I'd take any of those guys besides Tyler Boyd, but Tyler Boyd would have been my pick right there, and you could have gotten Joe Burrow if you wanted him, or like we said, Ryan Tannehill in the ninth instead. So, it goes back to one of the things we talked about. If it's a single quarterback league, take your quarterbacks late.
One other thing I noticed, and it's not that big of a deal because they were all taken after the 10th round, but you've got Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and Royce Freeman, all from Denver. Like, I know you live in Denver. I know you're an alleged Raiders fan. But
hey, no, I was not here for those picks. That was all Otto.
You were synchronized with the Otto draft when those happened, and they said she's from Denver. We're gonna give her Denver players.
I'm from Wyoming. For what?
Close enough.
And no.
Close enough.
Right. No, I'm going to drop those guys ASAP.
Maybe the guy who was running that draft was making you pay for missing those last few picks, and he loaded you up on Broncos because he knows you're a Raiders fan.
Like I said, it was after the 10th round, so it's not like a deal breaker. But that's something that I try to pay attention to when I am drafting. Like, I don't want to overload on the same team.
Right. There's a few teams where it's acceptable. I would say the Chiefs. I would say Tampa Bay might be worth it, but I mean, they're going to have to be a lot later in value and things like that. But like on mine, I got what did I get? I got Mahomes, Hill, and CEH all in the first three picks. I'd actually be okay with that. I think I could go into the season like that. Bye week might be a son of a gun, but you can take a loss on a high octane team like that.
So, Jamie, who are you not taking in the third round next time you mock draft?
Whoever I did the last time.
Gronkowski. And this also actually brings up another point, not to say off of Rob Gronkowski, but one thing is that I see a lot of beginners do is they will stack up on their favorite team, right? They're like, oh, I know these guys. I know who they are. I know that they play. Do not fall for that trap. You want to try to get value anywhere you can, even if it is from your least favorite team. Like, say, if you could have had Cortland Sutton at the 7-7 or whatever it was, that would be an amazing grab right there just because he's such a high-volume receiver. Don't shortchange yourself just because you don't like the team that you're picking from, right? You always want to just be non-biased, check their numbers, and see how they're going to benefit your team because at the end of the day, you want to win, and it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there. And sometimes you might have to put on players that you're not. Like, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I can't stand them, but I have like Dak Prescott in a lot of leagues. I have Ezekiel Elliott in a lot of leagues. I have Amari Cooper. I have Michael Gallup in almost every single league I'm in. So you have to take that part with a grain of salt. You can't look at fantasy football with fandom.
So the way I like to do it, it's not filling the starting roles before I fill my bench, typically, I like to take a lot of best player available. So running backs early, because running backs go fast, right? Everybody knows. If you don't get a running back early, you're kind of chasing the running backs. I'm not a zero running back guy. So I'll typically go running back. And it looks like this was super flex, right?
Yes. Yeah, standard super flex.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going running back, and then I'm trying to grab a quarterback pretty early in a super flex. I see. So for me, the way I'm looking at this draft, there were a couple of quarterbacks in the first three rounds, and then there was a gap, and then round six there was a quarterback. So for me, I'm taking a Saquon Barkley, and then maybe a Kenyon Drake, and then coming back and grabbing a quarterback in the third, because I want one of the stud quarterbacks in Superflex leagues. That's just something I do. I know a lot of people like to punt it. George, you're a big proponent of punting quarterback, and even in some of the Superflex leagues, just because you can get better positional players and not start two quarterbacks. But and then I start looking at my wide receivers, especially this year. I think there's a ton of value in the middle rounds at wide receivers. So let's look at rounds 4 through 7 in wide receiver in this draft. You have AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Adam Thielen, Juju Smith-Schuster, DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson, Robert Woods, Terry McLaurin, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Jarvis Landry, Michael Gallup, OBJ, DJ Chark. To me, especially right now, just and again, it's year to year. What I'm saying today doesn't go, like, even a month from now, a lot of this can change. Wide receivers can rise. But for right now, I'm trying to construct – if I have to start two running backs, I'm trying to get two or three in the first four rounds. And then I'm starting to dig into my wide receivers because I know I can get a lot of that mid-round value. I can get a Robert Woods in the fifth, Tyler Lockett in the sixth, a Stephon Diggs in the seventh. And you know what? It's a solid – wide receiver core. You've got some floor, you've got some ceiling. So that's how I like to run, especially right now. But the thing I want to make clear is you have to be fluid, because if your guys are gone, you don't automatically take a position. I say I like to go running back, but if the running backs I'm targeting are gone and all of a sudden Julio Jones comes back to me in the second round, I'm taking Julio Jones.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to ride that value. There is never going to be a time where you sit down and you're going to write down the exact team that you want before you do a draft and get that team. You know, what I typically do is I'll write down about 4 to 5 different names per round, right? And I mean, I'll even start dipping into the second round on my first round. Well, not really so much there, but second round and my third round for sure, because I'm a guy who wants to get my dudes, you know? So I'll grab early in the second and third round on a few players. But I just always try to get those people off of my personal list. But if I don't, same thing, I'll go to the best player available, not the position. Definitely don't want to look at positions.
Yeah. One of the things that I constantly get from some friends of mine who are beginners in the draft is that they're in leagues. Like, and when I say beginners, like, they're still using kickers and defenses, even though we say kickers don't matter. Yeah. There's, you know, their league still uses kickers and defenses, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with your league if it still uses kickers and defenses, to each their own. But they'll ask me, hey, can you help me draft? And I'll tell them, yeah, no big deal. And we'll be sitting there and we'll be going through, okay, we're texting back and forth, you know, send me a screenshot. When you're 3 picks away, send me a screenshot so I can help you out. And I'm constantly told, okay, you know, I've got 3 running backs, I've got 3 wide receivers, I need to get a quarterback now. And I tell them, no, don't take a quarterback yet. It's not time to take a quarterback. There's other players that are positional players that are on the board that are much better than the quarterbacks that are available right now, because the quarterback is such a deep pool. It's 20 deep at quarterbacks. So if you're doing a 1 quarterback league and there's 20, you know, very good to serviceable quarterbacks, you only need to start 1. If there's only playing 12 people, the math just doesn't add up. So you keep plucking away at those position players. And, you know, we'll go a little bit deeper. And they're like, okay, I need to get a kicker in defense. I need to get a kicker in defense. I'm like, no, you need to wait on those positions. We're not near the back end of the draft yet. We're not taking a kicker in defense now. There's still other positional players that are going to help your team more throughout the course of the year than that kicker in defense, because odds are you're going to drop that kicker in defense at some point throughout the year. So you might as well take these guys who you could put on your bench, and they may be upside guys who, if they hit, you know, you have a huge advantage because of how late you got them. Or there's somebody that you're going to need in case of an injury or a bye week or something like that. So don't worry about filling out all your starting positions in the first few rounds that you're taking. If you're going to start eight people, don't worry about filling all eight positions before you start adding people onto your bench. You should not be in a rush at all to fill all your starting positions for the most part.
Yeah, I know our boy Hoos has a very, very awesome strategy that I've employed for two straight years with some mixed results. I'd say, you know, 50-50, but I do think that the ones that I have gotten success in have worked out. But that is, you don't even draft a kicker in a defense. Yep. You start packaging a little bit of two-for-one deals for some people, improve your position, your positional players, and then grab your kicker in defense before week one. I mean, you can stream kickers and defenses in most cases. And in some leagues, if it's like a 10-team league with a single quarterback, hell, you can even stream quarterbacks most of the time. So there's always different ways. So we've covered draft rules, basic strategy, positional pieces, and ADP. What else do you guys think of off the top of your heads that a beginner needs to know before they get down and really start mock drafting?
So one other thing, Mike, that I like to look at, and it's not a super big deal. It just really depends on the kind of league that we're in, and it mostly pertains to Superflex. Like, if I have to start two quarterbacks, I will intentionally look at the bye weeks for my quarterbacks just because I don't want to have two starting quarterbacks that have the same bye week.
Yeah, that is a tough hole to dig yourself out of. I mean, you can always, like I say, sack a week is not always the worst thing if you have a very, very powerful winning team, right? Like if you're 10-0 and it's bye week 11 and you have the Chiefs just backed up on your team, instead of adjusting your roster later, you're just going to ride that week. You're going to go 10-1. I mean, that kind of stuff happens. So I do agree with that completely. I am actually in Superflex. I'm an early quarterback drafter. I like to get one of those top quarterbacks right out the gate if I can. You know, Lamar Jackson, a Patrick Mahomes. A lot of this has to do with I'm still in dynasty mode, though, too. I mean, these guys are huge in dynasty. I think maybe in Superflex redraft, I still think you're going to see Patrick Mahomes go 2-5 to 2-1, somewhere in there. I think you'll see Lamar Jackson go 110, 112. And so in those cases, I might not actually grab those two guys. I might try to wait for the third round, maybe even later, try to grab like an Aaron Rodgers, something like that. There's always just so many different ways to draft, and that's why mocking is so very important. So what we're going to do over this next week is, Jamie, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have you mock again, okay? We're going to have you try to do two or three mocks this time, even without us. You know, just hop on Sleeper app and toss in there, but we'll even set up a couple ourselves. And that way you can get a little bit more familiar for it next week. But one of the things I think that we really need to go on is basic player research so we can avoid
Rob Gronkowski
in the third round. Right. Look up players, see what they've been doing over the past year or two. I mean, because if you haven't been paying attention to football for like constantly, it changes so fast and it's hard to adapt to. So go look at like, say, things like Fantasy Football Calculator is a great site, right? That's one place that I'll go just to do research on ADPs, and it's very accurate, and it's live. It goes up to date, things like that. You know, you can always look at calculators, see where people are grabbing people, and you're going to want to try to adapt to that, right? So you're going to look at, like, say, Rob Gronkowski is going 7-1. So you know that you can wait till about the sixth round if you necessarily have to have him. Right? Things like that.
The other thing you want to look at, depending on where you're drafting, is what the team before you and the team after you has on their roster already. A lot of times you don't have to pick a player. You don't have to pick a position. If that team that's drafting next, before it comes back, you already has that position. For example, quarterbacks. If you're drafting in a four slot, right, and the teams that are drafting next all have quarterbacks, you don't necessarily have to take your quarterback because you know that they've already got that position locked up. So you can take a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end, knowing a quarterback will come back to you. Those are the kind of things you have to start looking at if you want to draft successfully. You have to play the board.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I do have a question. Jamie, do you have any questions about what we're saying, the tips that we're giving you regarding anything, really? Like, is there anything that you're just unsure of or you have questions about?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. No, so we're here to help you. Like, you're the star of the show. So we're here to help you, and I just want to make sure that, you know, we're good and you understand what we were saying. And if there was anything you were unclear of, we would be able to clear it up a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty good.
So, yeah, I mean, the one thing we're going to just keep on throwing this information at you as much as we can. We're going to continuously be mocking throughout this whole off season. We will get you prepared. It is a lot to take in at first, right? There's so many different things that you're not going to, I mean, it's going to be tough to have questions because there's so many different things being thrown at you. But Jamie, we are going to get you there. Okay. Trust in that. We are going to turn you into a drafting machine that hates kickers, that grabs Rob Gronkowski at the exact right time in every single draft. So that's going to do it for this week, guys. We have got her to where she's drafting. We've got her where she's mocking. We have her with the best app, at least according to all three of us, with the greatest fantasy football community out there on the Sleeper app. So like I said, just get out there and mock, Jamie. Get out there, get mocking. You can start seeing the trends. You'll start seeing a lot of players. Like especially if you start seeing players you've never even heard of, just tap on the person and you can read up on them and see what they did last year. See if they're a rookie, things like that. So make sure you check that kind of stuff out. And again, we're going to run a couple more mocks and we will be reporting it back to you guys next week and let you know. And in the meantime, folks, go FFU. Yeah, you know, and a lot of this stuff we're just going to keep pounding down your throat, too. I mean, it's just going to be – we've got – oh, I'm going to have to start that over.
You talking about that weird position?
Oh. That was turn the camera on.
Oh, my. Yeah, I just – right when I said it, right when it came out, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I was trying to just, you know, get past it. But.
That ain't gonna happen. Okay.